Astrology should always be considered one of the many influences that affect us. Obviously, the primary factors of influence will be the family we're born into, the education we receive, the social economic situation we're part of. These are primary factors of influence because they're very direct and immediate in our environment. Astrology would be considered a secondary influence and environmental. It's considered secondary because it is subtle. It's at a distance compared to the immediate impact of family, you know, siblings and parents and such. It's also considered environmental because it is part of the physical world. So when you consider astrology, it's important to delegate it to the proper level of influence and not overemphasize it. We are interdependent with the world. There are a wide variety of factors influencing us. Astrology is one of those, but it is a secondary and environmental influence. Another factor to consider is the level of awareness and wisdom that we bring to any situation. If we're not very aware and wise, meaning as we just don't think about what we're doing, can often be then that a lot of our responses are basically habitual, or in a sense are repetitive, because we don't think about what we're doing, we respond in a way that we're most familiar, and so we become a predictable individual. Now, in contrast, if we start to develop self-awareness and wisdom, to be self-aware is to be aware of oneself, one's personal dynamics. Wisdom can come from past experiences, from education, from spiritual practice. So as our awareness and wisdom come together, whether we're dealing with internal phenomena, that is feelings and emotions, or external phenomena, people and situations. In both cases, the awareness and wisdom filters our response. So we think about it. We're aware of our personal dynamics, whether we have a vulnerability or whether we have some strength in this particular area. Of course, past experiences, education can help us tailor our response. So it's not the sense of being overly calculated in what we're doing, but it's just the more aware and wise we are, the more we have options. The more options we have, the greater expression of free will. So in Buddhist terms, free will is proportionate to the level of awareness and wisdom that one has. As far as Buddhists are concerned, the Buddhas, male and female Buddhas, have the ultimate expression of free will. We sentient beings have varying levels of free will, and of course it is proportionate to the awareness and wisdom that we bring to situations. So this is the background to look at your astrology chart. You want to appreciate that you are dynamic, you have many factors influencing you, and therefore astrology is one factor, but we don't want to overemphasize it.